Yes.
You good?
Yeah, all good. How are you, man?
Surviving.
That's it,
Surviving.
That's it. Surviving.
There is absolutely not a surviving. That's it. You good?
Are you, where are you? Where are you based?
London. London.
Okay,
West London.
so you what? You're not based in Paris?
No. I've been here 20 years.
Oh, okay. I thought you
I've
were based
been
in Paris.
No, I've been here 20 years now.
Okay. So how's
Not
that going
a
for you though?
Londoner. Huh?
Obviously I know it's going well for you.
Well, not at the moment, is
Yeah,
it?
not that, I mean not at the moment. All right, what's your trim saying? Did you just got bald or like have you?
Listen, bro, it's dramatic right now, bruv. It's dramatic what's going on. It's just fucking, yeah. But we're all in the same situation, so it's not like,
Did you kind of think it would be a short period, or did you think this was going to be a long?
No, because obviously, like, we all knew what was going on in China. So it was one of them, like, well, like, okay, they've been closed for God knows how long, the same in Italy. And the minute they put this kind of, like, that kind of social distance in place, that was it. It was like, well, we kind of fucked now. All the kind of, like, music venues, like, bars, pubs, clubs, that was it. This is done. That's it.
You know what? When did you kind of start getting to know in your gigs like this is gonna come into place, like the whole lockdown situation? Like when were there less people
Right.
in the clubs?
Do you know what it is? Is this obviously thanks to social media, what happened is we could see what was going on in other countries, especially in France and in Italy and Spain, like 2 weeks before that. You know what I mean? So and also following the different clubs from across the world, you could see like, some clubs in Asia, some clubs in Hong Kong and Singapore, they were just closing down. So 2 weeks before it was like, yo, okay, cool, guys, there's something coming right now and everything. So the beginning of March was like, right, people were still coming out as normal. Do you see what I mean? Like in London, people were still coming out. Yeah, don't worry about it. I would say that the first week. The second week, it was just like, right, okay. People started coming up with masks and stuff like in their face, like, right, okay, what's going on kind of thing. Then slowly but surely, at the end of the second week of March, is that the week after, like club owners started calling me like, right, okay, cool, forget about next week. Forget about next week. Forget about next week. Literally. And it happened like Monday, Tuesday. We said towards the 13th. That was it. Done. That was it. You know what I mean?
So I
But
heard what like Libertine were trying to do like a little thing just before lockdown. Like what was happening with that?
just
Like what it.
before, yeah. Just before they were trying to do what, because basically what happened is most clubs were closing down. But obviously, Libertine's big nights are like Saturday, Sunday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, right? And obviously, the weekend prior to that, okay, all the clubs were kind of like on some in two hands. Well, okay, are we gonna close? Are we gonna stay open? Are we gonna close? Are we gonna stay open? And literally, what happened is Libertine was like, well, since like all the other clubs are closed, we might as well stay open. Do you know what I mean? And then obviously, but then obviously, like, and they were busy. They had tables and they were fully booked. But obviously, it goes to a point when it was just like, well, no, actually, we're not gonna open. Like, we're not crazy to that level and stuff. And yeah, we're gonna close down because it's bigger than us and bigger than club. It's bigger than money right now. So that was it.
So do you, with the obviously the lockdown got a bit eased today. And
Yeah.
it's getting easier to go out and everything in the next couple of weeks. Do you think it's too soon, or do you think it's the right time?
I think is but this is my point of view, okay? It's only my point of view, right? I think is it's a bit too soon. I would have waited to the end of maybe to maybe like the end of June. You see what I mean? Now being realistic when it comes to club, yo, like I'm thinking next year, maybe December. As long as you have social distancing in place, you have to
But how
understand.
do you social distance in a club? That's the
You
thing.
can't.
You can't.
You mean you can't. You know what I mean? The whole point of being in a club is that talking to people, like guys talking to girls. You know what I mean? It's just like, you can't. You can't. You cannot operate in this. You know what I mean? It's just impossible. Let's be realistic. If you had a restaurant, you could. It's like two people that come in and everything. But it's kind of in a club, you can't. because you want to have the whole psychology of a club is that being together, not being separated. So this is why it's just fucked, like literally.
Is you know what? It's the worst time to be in because for us lot, we have no clue when clubs are going to open. Like obviously, restaurants and shops are going to be open in the next month and a half, 2 months. But
when
no one even knows about clubbing because that's going to be the lowest thing they're going to even think about putting back.
I'm going to be very honest with you. Yeah, no one knows. Yeah. Okay, that's for sure. But they will be the last to open. That's 100%. Okay, theaters. Maybe cinemas will be even before clubs, to be honest.
I think that's too, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, they'll be literally the last one. Like, literally. You're talking about confined space, small environments, people touching each other, people are drunk, they don't really care, you know what I mean? Mm. Like, the last. Definitely the last. So me, I mean, I'm saying like September, maybe like mid-October. Realistically, December, but
December's gonna be mad because Christmas time everyone's gonna be out, so that's even worse.
What I mean. So it's kind of like, December, if not next year, but I'm just being realistic. Like for me, I'm thinking like, next year.
So you're planning for next year basically. Your whole mindset changed for next year.
You have to understand, like, obviously, everything's starting late over here, and because they didn't implement a hard lockdown, it will last even longer. Do you see what I mean? In France, for example, tomorrow, they are reopening restaurants. That's tomorrow. But they had a hardcore lockdown for 2 months and a half.
But do you think we should have done that? Do you think we should have done that hardcore
Definitely.
Lockdown?
Definitely, because you can see now the results in all the different places. Like, when you go to Germany, they had a hard lockdown. You see what I mean? For like something like 4 weeks, they had one. You go to Italy and everything, and you see the number of deaths. You look at France, they have like 50 deaths a day. Over here, it's 500. Like, come on now. You know what I mean? Like it's just being realistic and stuff. You know, as long as you're going to have that, well, you're just not going to have any clubs. But other countries, they understood. They're just like, well, listen, we can't just stay like closed forever.
Yeah.
But most of all, we need tourism. So we can't just be here on some like, well, hey, we're not going to open. And you need that tourism. You need these people to come. You need to open the clubs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
So, like, this is what happening in Greece, for example, and in Italy, in the south of Italy, but also in Spain.
Yeah.
You need that tourism. You need it. You know what I mean? From within Europe. So they're not even talking about the UK. Because right now, with Brexit, they are talking, like, tit for tat, which is, well, okay, from the 8th, you need the quarantine, but you too. You see what I mean? When you come over, same, you need a quarantine. You can't go anywhere. What are you going to do? You see what I mean? So you're kind of shooting yourself in the foot, kind of. You know,
well, so what's your take on Dubai kind of running the 50% capacity kind of thing? Do you think we should do the same or just wait till everything's safe?
Do you know what it is? In Dubai, the operators, obviously, like, it's a lot different because a lot of the time you have conjunction with clubs. You see what I mean? It's like the clubs with the hotel. So obviously, like, the costs are totally different. Over here, at 50%, I don't know the business model of most clubs, okay? I don't know, like, their break-even point exactly, like, when they're making money. But obviously, for a club, you might be thinking, they break even in the West. I'm talking in the West End. Their break-even point might be between something a night, might be between, like, 5 and 10, right? Yeah. Okay, cool, fine. But on average, you make something like 20K, which is on a bad night, on an extremely bad night. You make 20K, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's normal. That's like before that. So if now you're opening at 50%, you're making 10. Why would you open?
There's no point. You might as well just wait to get a bad night. Well, 20K.
But the problem is this, is that now, if you go and open, and if you go and wait, you still have to pay the rent.
Yeah.
And the rent in the West End is a killer.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So some club owners, they're going to be on some like, well, okay, cool. I'm paying for something that is closed. But my rent is like, is that 400K? And I'm close. And the government is not giving me any money. Now, if you don't have that money, or if you have that money, you're thinking, God, like, I'm about to literally, like, spend £1 million on a business that is closed, waiting for a vaccine. Come on, you can't.
You can't. You no one can afford. That's the thing. What, like, are you scared about these clubs? Like, are they even going to reopen? Like, obviously, I know West End will probably reopen because they've been there for so X many years and they're always going to be there because that's part of it, helps the economy as well and everything. But other clubs around London and stuff like that, do you think they're going to even reopen?
I think, right, so it still depends what type of deal they have. Do you see what I mean? What type of deal they have with their landlord and stuff, and if their landlord is giving them a bit of leeway and stuff like it's only, it's, what is the deal? Do you see what I mean? And also, as an owner, you have to think, right, the government is not giving me any help. Yeah. I'm making way too much money. Okay, now, if you're a good club owner and you're not into crack cocaine or you haven't, and prostitute, and you haven't spent all of your money on that, well, you have some money on the side. You can actually, like, say, well, all right, cool, well, I can pay the rent for the next 3 years if I have to. I'm good because I have something solid. You see what I mean? I'm good, like, I've got something solid, so I'm good. But a lot of guys don't say, yo, like, they don't have the same philosophy. They don't say, yo, I'm not going to pay a rent for something that might be closed for the next something, like, what, 2-3 years? No way.
Also, you know how, like, obviously West End, right, most of the money being spent are from the overseas people, right? Like the Arabics, the Russians, all of them lot, the footballers, all of that. So are they even going to come back? Because obviously you have to if you come here, you have to self-isolate for 14 days. So even when clubs come back, I don't even know if that will still be in place. It could be, it could not. But are they going to travel back here?
Right, here's the thing, okay? A lot of people, for example, summer is coming, they're not going to come to London. Let's get real. That's A. You know what I mean? Like, you have all these other places you can go to and you don't have to quarantine, which are Ibiza, Mykonos, Greece, like Italy, Spain, and whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you can go to these places, right? Now, when it comes to September, obviously the football will restart, okay?
Yeah.
Students will come back because they want to finish their year. You see what I mean? So everything will be a lot better, okay? But a lot of people, because they got hit so hard during these 3 months, they won't come back. A lot of people lost their job. A lot of people just don't want to come back. They don't say, you know what? Like, they had a taste of maybe like something else. They're just like, you know, no, like, that's not me. That's not me anymore. A lot of people are going through divorce, through breakups, you know, they lost their job. So then some like, yo, I don't want to come back. I don't want to be here right now. I'd rather be somewhere else. Because obviously now we have access to information and you can see different countries, the way they dealt with it. And you're like, well, I don't want to be here. Why? Why should I be here? Well, I can be somewhere else. That's it. That's the situation right now.
It's it's a tough situation. That's literally it's a tough situation.
Right now, the situation is really, really hard and stuff because, like, I mean, over the years I've seen a lot of DJs making kind of like a lot of money and spend it all. Do you see what I mean? And like in the field that I'm working, for example, a lot of DJs that I know, they are living week by week, like every week, bang, 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 every week. Do you see what I mean? And they went from every week to zero. But that's the DJs. Then you have the promoters. Then you have the bartenders. Then you have, like, so many different kind of, like, levels.
There's so many different levels,
That's what I'm saying. That went from literally, like, God knows how much money to zero.
Yeah.
And it went from zero for, like, a month. It went from zero for 2 months. And you have no money coming in. Because remember, like, you're a DJ. You don't want to pay your taxes. You just, like, you get paid whatever. Next thing you know, you don't have anything. You see what I mean? And right now, you're not going to have anything for a long time.
Because, and also the thing is about the pricing as well. What I've been asking other DJs is like, how are you pricing yourself after this period? Because obviously...
You can't.
It's so hard to price yourself.
You can't. You can't price yourself. You have to get realistic. You see what I'm saying? Like, and this is where a lot of DJs are kind of like getting confused with the economic reality of running a business. Because let's face it, a lot of DJs are not businessmen. You know what I mean? They love music. That's what they do. They spend their hours on that and everything. They don't see it as a business. Okay? So, realistically, you're going to have a market when you're going to get DJs from the upper tier. Literally, like, DJs, guys who are on radios. Guys,
Sorry, Charles said, I'm not taking pay cuts.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Charles, get! Shit! Fuck's sake! Shit! Anyway, listen. So you're going to have DJs, literally, who had an entire season. Literally, they had no gigs. You know, you have a lot of DJs, for example, you and I, we don't know about these guys, but they do like festivals like everywhere. You see what I mean? Literally, they have festivals. They are DJing something like 3 or 4 times a week across the world. But now they're at zero. And these guys are relying on that money. And these guys got like 100,000 followers. 200,000 followers. You see what I'm saying? But these guys now, they don't even have something like, yo, like, what's going on? Because everything is closed. And nothing is going to come back. Like, festivals are back for a long time. What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, right, I was speaking to Nathan Doe about that. And he was, I was like, when are 80,000 people going to get into arena or something like that? It will be so long. It will happen.
But, bro, this is the type of guy. You see, for example, somebody like him, I can see somebody like him go and DJ in a club in West End tomorrow. Mm. Why? Because he's on somewhere. Guess what? Like, what, I can bring you X amount of people. I can't bring you any tables, but I can bring you X amount of people. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, these clubs, because guys, they're on some. Yeah, but the crowd that you bring might not be our crowd. But we take, like, the 10%, the most like, good-looking one, we take them. And this is something that us normal DJ, we are DJing every week, are not known for that. We're not known to bring a crowd. We're known to please that crowd. Do you see what I mean? So this is the big difference. But most of all, is like you can't price yourself anymore in the same market because you don't have the same amount of people who are going to the club. They're not spending the same amount of money. You don't have the same amount of girls. You don't have the same amount of footballers. A lot of footballers, they're on some like, you would have an agent on some like, yo, like, you're playing football right now. The virus is still around and everything. You're getting checked for every game. You can't go out there to a club. So we see the money definitely. Will come down. When the money comes down, you can't come and pretend to the same salary as before. So you have to work with the business owners and be on something like, yo, listen, all right, cool. Let's work. Let's make in the long term. Do you see what I mean? But you have to be realistic. You can't pretend to be on something like, go to a club. Yeah, guess what? I'm charging 1K. Okay, cool. That was in January. But in December, we're
going to... But now it's December, yeah.
Yo, people are not going to go into the club.
The thing is, the promoters are going to start laughing because they're going to be like, well, where are we getting this money from?
That's what I'm saying, because you have to understand, it's like, again, like it's a business. The market will come down. The price will come down too. It's normal. You see what I mean? It is extremely normal. And believe me, that club owners won't make that much money because they're on something like, yo, well, listen, like, I was paying you X amount of before, but right now we don't have the same amount of people. We don't have the same level of business coming in. How are we going to make money? You can't do that. Do you see what I mean? Like, you have to think about it being like, realistically, it's either like Charles is saying, literally, you have to make your own events, or otherwise, you can't pretend to that. You don't pretend to turn to a club owner and tell him, by the way, I'm charging you X amount of money, like in January. But but I don't have the same amount of people. I don't have the same amount of traffic.
You've got to run up a bar spend.
Money coming in.
You got to run up a bar spend, do your own events kind of thing.
But when you do your own event, you can come on your own price. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, when you do your own event, you have so many variables and so much money you need to put on the table. Do you see what I'm saying? And you have to get the return. You have to wait for the return. And if you don't get that return, that's when like, for 99% of people out there, they give up. And they go back to the same circle. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
So it's really
like,
it's a very, it will be very interesting when clubs will be open because a lot of DJs, they will not understand the economics of the club. They won't get it. They will be on some point, but no, but in January, you were playing with that. And the club is busy. Look, the club is busy. Bro, I've been to clubs that are busy, like 500 people, look at like the numbers at the end. You make 10K and you have 5 people. What the fuck is 10K? When you break even, it's 10K. You just, bro, like the club was busy, but we made no money, bro. Like, how?
Yeah, especially Central London was 10K is nothing, bro. Like, some bottle spends a 10K, bro.
Bro, it's a joke.
Like, some bottle spends a 10K.
Bro, like, bro, you know what I mean? Like, you can't, unfortunately, like, it's like, you just need to adapt. You just need to adapt. You just need to reinvent yourself. But you just need to move on, most of all. Like, it's kind of like, you can't be here. It's like, I'm waiting for this club to reopen. Especially if you're a DJ. You can't wait for them to make shit happen. This is what we did with Charles. We started doing Zoom parties. While doing actually extremely well. We get more and more people every week. And we just threw our event online. Because we're thinking, well, guess what? Like, we're not going to wait for those clubs to open. Yes, they close and everything. But right now, what we're doing...
But we're going to do your own platform.
Like, it's not even having your own platform. You kind of like... You are the master of your own destiny. You see what I mean? You cannot wait on people to make shit happen. If you have to go and make your own shit happen, make your own shit happen. Right now, I mean, we live in a world today Well, realistically, if you have a pair of turntables, if you have that, whatever kit you have at home, you can go out there and DJ. Just put yourself online, like, yeah, you know. And it's not about having one guy watching you or two guys watching you. Or listen, sometimes we do Zoom parties, we have 10 people. I have fun. These guys have fun. That's what that's what you DJ in the first place. I read a book.
Yeah, it's not about the numbers as well.
It's not about that. It's really not about that. I read a book years ago. It was about it wasn't the Beatles. It was about a rock band, okay? And these guys, they were saying, like, listen, our first gig, we had like 15 people at our first gig, okay? Mm-hmm. But it was a big rock band. I can't remember the name. Anyway. And like, people who came out that gig, they were just like, oh fucking God. Like, wow, you guys did not have to give that much energy. You didn't have to, but yet you did. Do you see what I mean? Yeah. And then they became one of the biggest band ever. And what I would like to say is kind of like, sometime on these parties, for example, I might do the warm up, and literally I might DJ for myself, but I don't give a fuck because I.
Sorry, bro. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to have that. Five. It's not about that. It's never about that. It's never about that. It's about you providing literally entertainment. Mm. But I think for a lot of guys, what they don't understand is kind of like, it's the visual. You know what I mean? It's realistically the visual. What visual can you actually bring? What makes it entertaining? Why would I watch it? It's a totally different medium right now.
So, in your opinion, what makes your set unique as a DJ? Why do you stand out out of all the other DJs around in Central London and around the UK? And
First of all, I don't think I'm that different. That's A. We all play the same track and everything.
Yeah.
But I would say, because of my experience and because I love the sound of my own fucking voice, so I love shouting shit on the mic, I would say that's what makes it different. And the fact that I understand vibe. Do you see what I mean? A lot of DJs, they have the records, but they don't know how to build the vibe. The vibe is everything. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, the vibe is absolutely everything. You know? You can have, like, we all have the same record, it's cool, you know, but it's a bit like football.
It's what you do with it.
Right, okay, fucking Charles, you can fuck you, Charles, shit!
Charles getting into it, bro.
Don't be humble. You know I'm humble, shit. Anyway, so what I'm saying is that it's a bit like football. There we go. Mm. Charles is going to have an away now. But anyway, like, it's a bit like football. We can all go and buy a football in a shop around the corner. Doesn't mean you're going to be a footballer. Do you see what I mean? It doesn't mean anything. Do you see what I'm saying? To make it as a footballer, you need to train and you need to have that passion. That's it. For me, I think that because I've been DJing a long time, I've been going out every night for maybe like 10 years between 2000 and 2011, every night, right? To listen to other DJs. But most of all, I was listening to their mistakes. I was listening to what they were doing right, you know? And obviously, I adapted it to my set. And this is why, obviously, now when I go to a club, I know exactly what to do to get the people dancing, to get them happy and stuff, and to really realistically making sure, like, these people kind of like keep coming. That's what it is. It's kind of like you have to, you really need to look at it in a different way when you're a DJ. I'm trying to provide every time. It's like every set, I'm like, right, okay, cool. What am I going to do today that's going to be different from last week? And like, it's not even about playing some new music, but maybe kind of like thinking differently and play some old shit.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? And bring it back and everything.
So when a promoter or a manager comes up to you and says, what are you going to bring to the table? What do you tell them?
My black balls.
You went in the wrong job, bro. Go comedy. Go stand-up comedy.
No, usually, you know what it is? Usually, right. So I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. In the West End, it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. Okay? It really doesn't work that way. Honestly, it doesn't. Okay? It's because I've been here a long time, okay?
Yeah.
Literally. And I was lucky that some people like Charles, for example, like Charles introduced me to that circle, for example.
Yeah.
I was not even aware of that. The world kind of like, West End nightclub, posh club. I didn't know. I had no idea. Because I was DJing in the West End, but more in the ghetto club.
Mm.
You know, like 20 years ago, you had a club called like Capital Club or whatever. So these type of places, I was in there knee deep, like Smiley P and stuff. Then DJ Swing and Dr. Yeah. Psycho, I was warming up for them. Rest in peace of both of them and everything. But
yeah.
These guys, by watching these guys, I learned a lot, right? But in the West End, the way it works is like, right, for example, let's say you have X Club. They will look at the flyer of that club. They will look at the DJ and they'll be like, all right, okay, who is this guy? I want this guy. I want that guy. It's a bit like football, but
yeah.
On the next level, on some, right, okay, cool. I want Ronaldo. Okay, but Ronaldo is expensive. Okay, cool, but I want Messi. As expensive. Okay, I want that guy. Well, he's as expensive. But the clubs, like in football, they are literally looking around. They are literally looking around at who's DJing and who's coming back on these flyers. And then they hire you. So it's got nothing to do with like how you DJ, how good looking you are, what you look like. Nothing to do with that. Honestly.
As if you're getting, I mean, it's basically if you're getting the bookings in the right areas at the right time, basically.
Right, yeah, yeah. And this is why, like, with that agency, for example, because I'm not going to lie. And I said, when I arrived here in England, like back in 2000, the level of the DJs in England, whoa. Like, Manny Note was good. Shorty Blitz was fucking already was like,
Yeah,
Psycho was like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys were just like, whoa. You see what I'm saying? Whoa, right? So when I arrive, okay, and when same with Charles and stuff, it's kind of like, we had the background of hip-hop in France. And in France, we had this guy, Cup Killer, like whatever, whatever. So obviously, all you had to do was emulate, was copy this guy and be like, right, okay, cool, well, guess what? I want in. So when I was over here, I was just doing what these guys were doing. Do you see what I mean? That it was not that hard. It was really not that difficult. Do you see what I mean? But with the arrival of the internet and YouTube especially, a lot of DJs in the UK literally changed. It was just like, well, okay, cool. Now we can DJ. Now we can do that. Now we can do this. Now we can scratch. Now we can do... So obviously, you had all these DJs that were out there that all these clubs in the West End didn't know about it.
Yeah.
And Charles and I, we were just like, but we have all these guys that we know that are absolutely fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And we can't get them in. Why? Why? Literally, why? Well, what's going on? So after years and years and years of booking amazing guys, Charles and myself, we decided, you know what? Yo, we're just going to open an agency and we're going to literally get all the wicked DJs, all the best DJs that we know would have been in my table. We don't give a fuck where they're from. We don't give a fuck what they look like. They can't, we don't care. As long as you're a good DJ, it's on. And that's the motto of our agency. We're not on some... Listen, we have some DJs in our agencies. They have like 50 followers. We don't give a fuck.
As long as you're good.
Amazing. Do you see what I mean? But they're fucking amazing.
So I'm going to go on to that as well. Does following on Instagram matter? As well as your following?
Yeah. Well... Today, for club owners, yes, it does. They want some, well, we can't have that guy because the guy's got like 1,000 followers. Same for promoters, it's just like, yeah, they have 1,000 promoters. They have like 5,000 or 6,000 followers. So a lot of promoters, they have that philosophy. And I totally understand it because they have their brand to protect. They have their brand that is there and they are bringing somebody to their brand. Okay? Mm. Right. Now, I don't have 20,000 followers, but in that circle, I have a reputation because I've been DJing every night.
Yeah.
So we see people are bringing that trust on some. Why? Okay, I don't want to have a headache. I want somebody that doesn't have an attitude. And this is another thing as well. You know, in these clubs, for example, like you might be here and scratching and being like DJ Khaled or whatever. And then you have one waiter coming up to you or something like, yo, like, I want to have the national anthem of Italy right now. Okay, cool. No problem, man. Let's go. Cool. Ooh, wow. But a lot of DJs are some, not right now. Motherfuckers, not right now. I'm scratching. I'm about to do that. Obviously, the waiters and some, but like, we need the show. We are selling. You see what I mean? It's a team effort. You see what I mean? It's a team effort. 100%.
Definitely.
So when you DJ in these clubs, it's not about you. It's not about you. Literally. It's about like, right, guys, how can we actually like, literally sit down together?
It's a business, basically.
It's a business. You see what I'm saying? It's literally a business. Do you see what I mean? Is that you have to think like McDonald's, that same shit. They have shows. They want to fucking spend money. Cool. No problem. I'm here to make sure the people are spending money. Do you see what I mean? Now, the problem is when it comes to Instagram is that people are so kind of like clued up on it. A lot of promoters, well, yeah, that guy is good or whatever. Bro, I've been DJing for a long fucking time. I've seen people with like a million followers and they could fucking DJ to save their life. Do you see what I mean? Like, they can't.
Yeah.
And you just like, but yeah, but look, like, you know, he's going to come and DJ and he's going to bring one table. All right, cool. Yeah. All right, cool. Great. You know what I mean? Like, great. I understand the psychology of it. I totally get it. For me, personally, I'd rather DJ that makes sure that like, every leaves the club on some like, yo, it was amazing. It was an amazing night. My God, I had fun. Like, I'm that. And having the guy, like, yeah, he's got a million followers, but he fucking plays some fucking bullshit. Like, what the fuck? You know, yeah. Like, makes no sense.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to where you were saying you kind of, when you started up your agency and you put the DJs in, back then, was it easier to do this than nowadays? Because now, would you be more inclined or less inclined to invite people into that circle?
Like, it's a bit of a hard one, to be honest. Kind of like, again, with the agency back then, okay, if you wanted to get into an agency, you needed to have a certain talent. You need to have tracks. You needed to have something going on. You need to be on the radio, for example. You need to be somebody. Or like, yeah, you went to do a TV show and you don't really have a career. But guess what? If you go on DJ in Brighton, fuck it, you're gonna make some money. They're gonna book me there. Do Brighton, Birmingham, this, that. Yeah, okay, cool, no problem. You go and do that, right? But the problem is with our agency today, we just want quality. Do you see what I mean? So it's all good that you have 20,000 followers and whatever. It's cool. But for me, like, it's something, for example, that people don't get to that, right? It's like, okay, can you send me a video of you? And they are literally send me a 15-second Instagram story. This is me DJing. But, bro, like, come on now. That's not DJing. Send me a video of you DJing for 30 minutes, and then I can make up my mind because I'm a DJ myself. Do you see what I mean? Like, don't send me a video of 15 seconds thinking like,
I played one track. Cool,
wicked. You know what I mean? Like, same with some girls sometimes. Like, some girls sometimes, I text some girl, yeah, by the way, I'm looking for my DJ and everything. Bro, like, they sent me 15 seconds of them DJing with their tits out. I'm like, babe, I don't give a fucking tits.
You're lying to me. I don't give a fucking tits. You're lying to me. Like.
Do you see what I mean? No, but for real, I'm like,
yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you look like. Like, we really don't. We really do not give a fuck. As long as you can DJ and you're good, it's on. It's literally on. Then you have, like Charles is saying, sometimes you hear. And you're like, okay, yeah, send me some videos of you DJing. And they're literally in the bar, and they're playing Mumbemba. I'm like, okay, bro, like, yeah, it's a big tune. Yeah, so fucking what? Like, we all have the track. You see what I mean? We all have it. I'm not asking you to fucking DJ on top of a fucking iPhone tower just to show me a DJ. I'm telling you, send me iPhone out of you DJing live. Okay? Yeah. I don't need to see your hands. I just need to see if you understand rhythm. A lot of people do not understand fucking rhythm, but it's fucking mental. They don't get it. It's just like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You go from 100 to 70 to 130 to what the fuck are you doing, bro? Do you see what I mean? Like, sometimes, honestly, we get so many videos. I'm like, my God, if somebody has sex with you, they'll be shocked for fucking life. But do you see what I mean? Like, it's deep. It's
deep.
It's deep. No, seriously, bro. It's the main thing I would say is realistically to fucking work on your craft and stuff, and then like send it to agencies. You have some agencies out there; they have different policies. Our policy is very simple: be fucking good, be fucking know your shit. We don't care if you play fucking techno, German bass. We don't give a fuck. Just be good. That's it.
So are you with the agency at the moment? Are you like looking for people, or are you kind of just wanting to stick to
always,
the DJs you got?
Always, it's an agency. Always, we are always looking for people. We are all looking for good DJs. We are always on the lookout. Always. The problem is, we reach a point now in our agency where we only have so many, like, we are so few clubs and so many DJs. You see what I mean? So a lot of DJs on some, like, when they get with me, and I'm like, yeah, but bruv, like, you know, these guys, these club promoters and club owners, they want to have that because we send them the best that we know. We're like, okay, cool, well, that guy is good, we send him there. Boom, they go, they stay. You see what I'm saying? Club owners will tell them, I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. That's it. So it's very difficult and stuff. And this is why now we're literally in the second phase in February to start to expand outside the West End and then go throughout the UK and start selling DJs that we're willing to travel. We're literally there. Well, we see if I can right now. It's just like we're in our house.
Obviously, can't do that one. But, yeah. What's your take on like the whole DJ scene at the moment, though? Like, obviously, not during this period, but just in general, like, obviously, you were saying that a lot of people just, yeah, we have the same tracks, but it's what you do with it. Do you think there's a lot of people who just get the top 50 and then just play it, and then that's it?
Well, the thing is, right, okay, think about it, right? You have to think of, like, I'm talking about the club in the West End, okay? Like,
yeah,
it's a business like a radio, okay? When you're on a radio, or when you want to play, let's say like, I'm an advertiser, okay? I'm gonna call Kiss 100. I'm gonna be on some air. Guess what, guys? I'm sitting a mouse. All right, cool. No problem. So, what is your target market? Our target market is 18-25. Okay, cool. Well, that's my target market too. Cool. Wicked. Let's go with you guys. And you playing that music for that target market? That is perfect. Yeah. Like, I can advertise with you. Let's go.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Right? Do you understand that? It's the same with the club. A lot of people are coming down. I read that everywhere. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't play commercial shit. That's your shit. That's you. I respect you. That's your choice. Fine. I don't do that. No club promoter can say that to me. No club owners can say that to me. It's cool. I'll never book your ass, and I make sure I never fucking do. But it's cool. You know what I mean? It's cool. But it's cool. But you have to understand, these clubs, the way they work, it's like, no, like, okay, this is our target market. For example, let's say Libertine, okay? They're on something like, our target market is footballers, okay?
Yeah.
So footballers, are they listening to hip-hop? They are listening. Okay, cool. Some of these footballers, they are from Ivory Coast. Some of them are from France. Some of them are from Belgium or whatever. Yeah, cool. Can you entertain them? Yes, I can. Cool, let's go for it. That's all it is. Don't try to reinvent
the... You just got to fit the bill. You got to fit the bill, basically.
Don't fucking smart. You know what I mean? It's like, that's why these people are coming to you, to that club.
Yeah.
This is why they come in there. Now, you as a DJ, I'm like, yo, like, all right, cool. Well, I'm not going to fucking start playing some house music. These people who are coming here, they didn't come here for that. They came here for this. You see what I'm saying? So, your job as a DJ is that.
Sorry, bro, I just lost you. What did you last say?
I was just saying, sorry. Can you hear me? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you just need to adapt. That's it.
It's there's some delay. There's some delay. It's bad.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, now I can.
Oh,
the delay is like very bad. Yeah.
Sure.
What'd you do? What'd you do? Yeah, I can't hear you, but there's just a delay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sure. Let me call you back.
Yeah. Okay. Come back in.
I didn't do anything.
Okay.
Call you back.
Right, we'll get back. I don't know. I'm learning some notes here. I'm taking notes. Like, I'm learning a lot of things here. I don't know what you guys are saying. But it's very interesting. Very interesting. Who's inside? Charles, if you're still inside, I'm going to DM you after this as well. Get an interview. All right, let's get him back. Let's get him back. Yes, F1, my brother. Right. Live at 8 p.m. Who's live at 8 p.m.? Oh, you. Sorry. Sorry, I thought you meant. Wait, who's li what? Yes, bro.
Yo. Yo.
Yep. All good.
You hear me?
Yeah,
Yeah.
all good, all good, all good.
Wicked. But
Cool.
yeah. I mean, it's literally the same thing. Like I was saying, is you need to adapt and realistically, you need to be on some like, you need to understand what is the psychological level of a club, and you need
Yeah.
to match yourself to it. And you need to put your ego on the side. Shout out to DJ Entheus, is there and everything. You see, that guy, great fucking DJ,
Yeah.
great attitude. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Like,
yeah.
that guy will go far in the West End and internationally because he understands. You see what I'm saying? Like, the guy understands what the fuck is going on. You see
Yeah.
what I mean? And I'm sure, like, he's gonna do great when he's gonna go to Ibiza and all these places because he's like, he proper understand this shit. The guy doesn't have an attitude. He gets it. He's just like, all right, okay, cool. So I'm here to fucking DJ. I'm here to play records to a bunch of girls who are literally on Spotify all day and TikTok all day. Yeah, all right, cool. I can do that.
Yeah.
But bro, like, that's
But
the
you've,
level to them.
yeah.
You see what I mean? That is the level. But like, it's not even, you know, he gets it. You know, and this is what's important as well is that. It's all, but everybody can scratch. My daughter, she's 3 years old. I'm teaching her to fucking scratch. You see what I'm saying? Now, anyone can scratch.
Yeah.
But it does not mean shit if you do not understand selection. Doesn't mean anything.
Yep.
You don't understand how to build the vibe, how to please a crowd. Well, you fucked. From the get-go. And on top of that, if you have an ad,
Yeah,
people will
definitely.
be on something like, yo, wait, what? Like, why is that guy giving me an attitude?
Was a
You know,
broken
like,
glass guy
you know,
shot.
fuck you, Charles.
Right, so in your career, in your career, looking back at your career so
I'm
far,
trying, shit!
what's been the highlight for you? What's been the highlight for you in your career? Bro, there's a bit of delay again, man. Your Wi-Fi's moving a bit
I would
mad.
say, above, there's been a few.
You're not paying your bills, bro. This guy ain't paying his bills.
Wait,
This guy,
can you hear me?
wait, what? Yeah, I can hear you, but the delay is just bad. Like, it's like a 5, 6 second delay.
Fuck it. Lynn? All
This
right,
guy.
fucking no. All right, cool. Well,
Oh
let
my
me one
God.
minute. Give me 1 minute, yeah?
Okay, fine. Right, you know what? FBI's onto you. Imagine the FBI's onto you. Yeah, there's like, I thought it was just me. I thought it was me, you know. And then when I heard, he was like still when I was talking, and then that's it. Oh my God. Should I just get rid of him? That's a bare copyright infringement. It's like a hero. It back or just leave it like that. Okay, he's gone. You know what? He's the one who needs to pay his flipping Wi-Fi bill. It's not me, man. My Wi-Fi is paying. It's doing bits right now. But yeah, I hope everyone's doing well though. Like, for people who don't know me, who are inside, I think, let me just check who's actually inside. Now I think everyone kind of knows me here. But yeah, I've been doing this for 8 weeks, so we're down 8 weeks in. I'm gonna carry on doing this till clubs reopen, to be honest. Like, I don't see the point in ending it until there's no one else to interview. like every day I'm getting new people. So at the moment it's going well. But yeah, thank you to everyone joining in and listening in. Like I know some people don't really want to listen to these things, but it's good. But yeah, I appreciate everyone joining and listening in, especially Earthon. I see you, bro, all the time. JSG, I see you as well, bro, all the time as well. Inside, we're gonna build that. Yeah, bro, we just gotta build it up. Yeah, all right, we got it. Well, I hope it's better. Right, highlighting your career.
Highlighting my career, fuck me, bro. Like, there've been a few.
I'll give you two. I know you got loads, but I'll give you two.
I would say when I played for Prince at his concert. Not at his concert. He did an after party at China White.
Yeah.
And I played for him for like 2 hours. And he came with like his entire crew. That was just like mental. That I could remember. Oh no.
That's mad.
When we went to play. No. When I went to Egypt. To play for Leonardo DiCaprio's 40th birthday at the bottom of the pyramids. Yeah. Charles was there. Charles.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah.
How did that even happen? How did that come about?
We know a girl. Fucking, I can't remember her name.
Shock.
Fuck. We go away. Yeah, we know a girl and stuff, and she's friends with all the celebrities and stuff and everything. So she's well connected. What's up? Fuck it. What is Becky? There we go.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, shock. Becky, girl, bro. Imagine if she just joins in. Yeah. Different Becky. It was a different Becky, actually.
Yeah. Right, so, Becky, she hooked us up and stuff. Really last minute. She was like, listen, guys.
Imagine people know Becky. Right, someone's going to send this live to her, bro. Someone's going to send it. I bet you Charles has already sent it to her, bro.
It's like, shit. But yeah, Becky and stuff. Yeah, she called us like really last minute on some. Listen, it's Leonardo's birthday. It's in Egypt. It's we're just like, all right, cool. Then she's like, yeah, we're doing a marquee at the bottom of the pyramids. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Yeah. You need to leave tomorrow. All right, cool.
All right, bro. So the delay's coming back. are you in another country?
Fucking, I'm paying my bills.
Yeah, you're in another country, bro. What is that? I actually can't do it. Your delay is bad.
No, I'm here. I'm in fucking London. It's you.
How is it me? I'm in South London, bro. What's South to West London? Like, what? Man said you're trying to move the camera. Man said you're trying to move the camera, bro. Oh my God. I don't know who, is it me or the, was it me or him? I don't actually know. Let me know. I'm so... Charles might just have to explain it on the chat, to be honest. He might just have to explain that. Right. Okay, let's go. Bro, yeah. Pay your bills, man. I know it's tough times. Yeah. But please pay your bill.
So,
yeah. Oh, my. I can't take your bills, bro. I'll put some contributions if you need it. I'm so dead. Bro, do you know how BTEC, what are you on, Tesco's? Are you on Tesco's Wi-Fi or something?
I said PayPal.
This guy's just leaving. Oh my. Nah, what? Your Wi-Fi is taking the mic, bro. Just switch to 3G. This looks like. Like, that live was too funny, though, how everything just crashed. Bro, switch to 3G.
I did.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's better now.
Better?
Yeah.
Pan that's Lung a Pan Lung Wi-Fi.
I wouldn't have it. I wouldn't have it personally. I wouldn't.
Hey.
Alright, bro. Are you busy after this, or are you free for a little bit? Because we.
No. After this, I have to go and pick up my daughter.
So oh, okay. But yeah, we'll carry on for 5 minutes, and then we'll do this again.
Yeah, 100%. But yeah, we just went there. Egypt. Charles was there. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, definitely for me, like the top two. But then obviously, like, when you're DJing a club in the West End, you have so many. You can't even remember, bro. Like, I met everyone. Yeah. Everyone you could think of, I met them. You know what I mean? Like, every single rapper, whatever.
How do you kind of deal with it? Are you just humble? Do you have to stay humble? Is there like a little fanboy in you that, like, oh my God, it's whoever?
No, to be honest with you, I've never been a fan of any rappers.
Really?
No. I mean, no. Honestly, no. It's just like, I met everyone, but I've never been a fan of any rappers. So for me, it was just, all right, cool, yeah, whatever. Like, yeah, this guy's coming to rap. All right, cool. Whatever. Can I get a picture? No, all right, fine. Like, you know. And I think it's very important as well. Like, if you, when you meet these guys and stuff, like, it's just guys like you and me. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, 100% of the time, they're very cool. They're very humble and stuff. Like, just want to party, get drunk, and, like, you know, get some chicks. So, what I would say to everyone is like, whenever you know an artist is coming to the club, and his DJ is not with him, don't play their shit. Just play something different. Play something they never heard. Especially here, and like, you have so much good music now. Just play some UK shit. You know what I mean? Like, now you can
get used to it.
Yeah, it's literally like, I don't know. Like, if you have a rapper coming to the club, bro, like, just play some next shit. You don't have to play their shit. They already heard their shit. They don't need to hear it again.
Definitely.
Like, come on. Yeah.
What's the best club you've DJed in? Be careful what you say in case your residencies get taken, yeah?
That's a hard one.
Okay, I'll give you best club in London you've DJed in, and then best club elsewhere.
Right. Okay, when you say...
Make it quick, you've got 2 minutes.
Right, okay, when you say best, for me, like...
Yeah.
If you say venue in terms of the space or whatever,
you're going too political into this, man. Like,
because you know what it is, is that in the West you have some very small clubs that are amazing, that are absolutely fucking amazing, like undeniable. Okay, now you have some spaces, and the way they use that space is just fucking mind blowing because you go there, you're just like, wow. Okay, for me, Café de Paris is one of the biggest clubs.
Yeah.
In the West End, I've been visiting there for like 13 years, but it's the way the club is.
Do you think it's underrated?
Yeah, it's underrated. That club is fucking beautiful. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Okay. Yes, it's very old or whatever, but that's what makes it beauty. Now, in terms of vibe, bro, like for me, that like, every single club has got a good vibe. You, even if you make the vibe or whatever, every single club has got it. Do you see what I mean? Like, there's no best club or whatever. It's kind of a, if you have a good DJ, you get a good DJ on a regular basis, get some good people, you'll have an amazing vibe. You see what I mean? But it's you have a lot of club, they don't have necessarily...
Well, he's gone. Here we go. All right, bro, we've got 20 seconds, yeah? So what's the best one elsewhere?
I'm gone!
I don't know what you said.
You're gone. Beautiful club.
Oh, Mykonos.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Calm, man. But bro, like, I appreciate this, man. We'll definitely do this again. Bro, I've only